nice chilly evening in January. So welcome everybody to the Swing Era concert. We're so happy to be with you tonight. Got some tunes to play for a while. Some new surprises for those regulars. I see some regulars out there in the audience. A few new things the band's been working on. We have these lovely refreshments. And then we'll come back and play a few more songs and get you on your way. But we really appreciate everybody coming out. How about a hand for Rachel? She's going around the corner there. But our lovely host for this evening. Thank you for that. And if you were here early, you also got to enjoy the piano stylings of Miss Doris Eggleston. I'd like to call out Doris. Always enjoy hearing Doris. So yeah, that was, of course, Woody Herman's theme song from 1939, the Woodchopper's Ball. Up next, we want to feature an instrument that maybe is a little bit forgotten today. We don't really think much about the clarinet, I think. It doesn't get as much. I don't remember the last time that Lady Gaga used a clarinet in a song, but so it's not the most popular instrument. But in the big band era, the clarinet was a really big deal, and there were some tremendous clarinet players. One of which was Artie Shaw. Benny Goodman was a really really strong clarinet player, and Benny was kind of a self-proclaimed swing of king. And he and Artie had a little bit of a rivalry going, and Artie liked to say that, you know, that guy Benny Goodman, he plays the clarinet, I play music. So that was sort of his take on it. But Artie left home at age 16 and went on the road, and so he was kind of a little bit of a tough guy. Now our guy Stuart, who's going to play the Stuart King, he didn't go on the road at 16. He stayed in school. Former music educator and wonderful musician. Here's Stuart King on Moonlight.